U.S. Ambassador woos UK with free trade agreement Valentine. By Victoria Friedman on February 14, 2019. The U.S.'s ambassador to the UK, Woody Johnson, has shared a Valentine's Day poem to woo the country into agreeing a bilateral free trade agreement, FTA, after Brexit. Appointed by President Donald J. Trump in 2017, Ambassador Johnson tweeted on Thursday, "Roses are red / but they soon fade away / for romance that lasts / sign a new FTA." The Anglophile has often promoted the potential for a bilateral trade agreement which would strengthen the special relationship. In December, Mr. Johnson said that President Trump was keen for a deal, stating, "I cannot overemphasize the willingness of President Trump and the American people to make a strong free trade agreement between our two countries. It will be the standard bearer for all future trade agreements," he added. Guy Verhofstadt, Belgian MEP and the European Union's chief Brexit coordinator, also used Valentine's Day to send a message of love, this time, to Brussels. The Belgian shared a poem, which though was in the spirit of the season, compensated in emojis for what it lacked in proper rhythm and rhyme. "Roses are red, violets are blue, hashtag RTFU, heart, the EU as much as I do. Smiley face, hashtag Valentine's 2019, hashtag Valentine Day." Earlier in the week, arch Europhile had implied that Brexiteers could end up being guillotined for campaigning to leave the beloved EU. Other EU groups used Valentine's not to share love for others, but for itself, with the European Commission, Brussels' unelected executive arm, tweeting that they all love the EU because it allegedly guarantees peace, travel, and because we can fight for our planet. While the European Parliament tweeted, "Love knows no borders, especially in the EU." The European People's Party, the largest grouping in the European Parliament, tweeted, "One Europe, one heart, we love the EU." While the EU's Tax and Customs Office went to the height of romance by using rhyme to back deciding EU tax policy with qualified majority voting,